Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
He brings the passion.
I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think both have a great point. Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
He's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah, all righty. Boy, party. Congrats on your winning that bet yesterday, Goo.
Yeah, top one up for the Gipper, finally.
How you doing, baby?
I'm not, like, seriously. I'm going to pull up on you after.
Seriously, I woke up this morning and I was like, God. That's why I don't bet. Seriously.
But they had the ball in the red zone the whole game.
Doesn't matter.
And they fumbled at the goal line.
Undisciplined.
Yeah. Well, I'm acting like I'm in your boat. I'm not.
Right. They should all know. Goo got me. He didn't get me.
I just put it in earlier than you.
Dude, they went up to 7.5 for you. I got it at 6.5. They won by 7.
Tulane won by 7. Guru had him at 6.5, and I got him at 7.5.
And Evan was laughing at you this morning.
I know.
I didn't like that. I pulled him to the side. I told him I didn't.
Like, the laugh was, like,
sinister.
Exactly. It really was.
And you put down some coin. I won't say how much.
Welcome to the real world.
I'll be backing out of it.
Look at you.
Anyway.
Mike Dunleavy at 12:30.
Mike Dunleavy, 12:30. General manager of the Golden State Warriors, going to join us. We obviously have a big game Sunday, 49ers-Buccaneers. And, here's my thing. What are you expecting from the Niners on Sunday?
What we've seen all year, Steiny, and it is just, I want to say define all odds, but it doesn't matter if Jennings is in, if it's Bourne, whom have you. It doesn't matter. Tonjes, it's just Mac Jones, and Spadoni was right. So I hope I didn't come across during the crossover, Steiny, like I wasn't giving McCaffrey his flowers. I mean, this dude is healthy, and they've been running him in the ground. But the bottom line is I expect another close game. And I'm just wondering, because Kyle's saying it, we could easily be 1-4, but you're not. But, Steiny, at some point, is this going to run out, this magic that they seem to have
well,
made?
Well, the question is it magic?
Whoever's out
is it magic? Why shouldn't they beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Sunday?
Because the
Buccaneers are more healthier or less healthy than the Niners. They're missing Chris Godwin, Mike Evans, and Bucky Irving. They're missing all three of those guys. That's a starting running back and two starting receivers. Like, go down there and win the game.
Mm.
Yeah, you don't like that, do you?
No, I'll say this, and I said it to our guy Sean King yesterday that joined us, Steiny. I mean, Seattle put up 35 points on that Tampa Bay defense, and you know, they're vulnerable. So if the Niners are on, you know, go get that number five, that fifth win, and you're 5-1. But I'm being real. You know me. And you know I've come down Kyle's road. But, Stoney, I'm sitting here, man. I'm stating the obvious, but I mean it. Just from a football standpoint, I'm watching football all day, every day, college. I mean, Kyle's in his bag in regard to what this team is doing this season through five games. I don't know where it's going, but right now it looks like it could be to the offs. But, Stoney, I'm not going to omit or front like I'm giving him. This dude's, I mean, this might be one of his best coaching jobs early because with what they've been without and down.
I mean, can we just boil it down? They're off to a good start. They're off to a good start. They got hurt. They're fighting through injuries. Yeah. But we're one loss away from going back to, where are we going? Can this team battle back? And, you know, like to me, you know, I've been thinking a lot about this quarterback situation. And I'm here's my question. Right. Why does anything matter except the next game? Like, we're not going to solve who's going to be the quarterback next year right now.
No doubt.
Okay, so they need two quarterbacks this year. Like, that's become so obvious to me. So now the only issue is, how does Shanahan figure out which one he's playing which week?
What if his health is the answer? But when have we seen that win? I know Jeff Hostetler way back in the day for the Giants, quarterbacked him to a Super Bowl after Sims got hurt. But my point, Donnie, is I don't think that's something he can control. It's who's healthy.
No, when Brock Purdy is healthy, they're going to have a decision to make. And when they make that decision, they better have a backup, which they will, to that decision. Because if they go with Purdy when he's healthy, you better have Brock still hanging around in case that turf toe.
Oh, Mac Jones.
Jones, if Purdy's turf toe. Similarly, if Mac Jones continues quarterbacking and Brock Purdy just doesn't get healthy for a few weeks, then you got to keep using Mac Jones. So, like, the way I'm looking at it right now, this is a week-to-week proposition, and it's going to be up to Shanahan to figure out if and when to bring Purdy back. But I believe that, how many, what are there, 12 games?
Yeah.
I'll bet you that four games are quarterbacked by the second quarter. You know what I mean?
Okay, gotcha.
Like, I think it's going to... I don't think we're going to have one quarterback from this point to the end of the season.
Now, we were having some fun in the green room, and you tell me if I'm going too far. But I'm trying to go that far, Steiny, because that's how drunk I am on what Kyle and his offense can do from said quarterback. If Martinez somehow has to get on the field, what if I'm – and I mean this on a payday Friday. What if I told you until I see him fail – I think he's in the best hands possible from a play caller standpoint and a coach knowing what he can do and what he can't to make Martinez be able to move the chains.
I saved the day.
I don't necessarily.
It's like, call me drunk.
He doesn't want to use Martinez.
No doubt. But if he had to, is there any guy outside of Andy Reid? And Andy hadn't done it without Mahomes the way that Kyle's had to do it, with a different quarterback. I'm just saying, like, Steiny, I think what you want answered, we won't get until the game's over and we find out who's healthy. This low kneel and Brian Baldinger thing about turf toe, Steiny, it has me believing. I hate to say this, Niner fans, but I am. This just in my gut, along with some other stuff. I got to tell you, I don't think he's going to shake this the whole season. What if I told you that?
I don't know. I mean, if Joe Burrow can come back after a surgery with an injury like that, I got to believe Brock Purdy's going to be healthy at some point this season. And then that's when Kyle Shanahan's got to make a decision. But again, I'm not taking the injury so lightly that when Purdy does quarterback his first game back, that I think he's going to be able to go the week after. I got to have an insurance policy.
And what does that performance look like then, during that game? Because that's the other rat on the table we don't want to talk about, brought to you by ATCO Pest Control, Stani, is Mac Jones has held it down. He hasn't been Joe Montana, but he's held it down. He has not lost. So if that day does come, and let's just say Mac Jones wins and goes 4-0, and then Brock comes back against Atlanta and just has an underwhelming performance, let's be real. People are going to be clamoring for, okay, how much of it is because of the toe? I mean, maybe you need to ride the hot hand.
I think that's a very good possibility with what's going to happen. When Purdy comes back, if he looks like the guy who's quarterbacked the two games that he's quarterbacked this year, then yeah, we may go back to Mac Jones for the rest of the season. Especially if when he comes off the field in that game he returns in, you know, all eyes are going to be on the toe and how does he feel and how did he look and does he look as fast? Does he look as mobile? Because the one thing I truly believe is Mac Jones is a better quarterback than Brock Purdy when Brock Purdy has turf toe. Mm. So, that's going to be up to Kyle Shanahan to decide how the injuries affect in Purdy and if it's to a degree that he thinks Mac Jones is better. And obviously, I think going into Sunday's game, that's what he thinks, that Mac Jones gives him a better chance to win.
Yeah.
But I also think then, once that game's over, the slate is wiped clean, and you're like, okay, now where are we with our two quarterbacks Monday? How's Mac Jones feeling coming out of the game? How's Brock Purdy feeling after 2 weeks off?
Yeah.
And then you got to make a decision based on that, I think.
Yeah. But and Shasky told me Mac didn't practice all week, but yet Kyle didn't seem concerned when he spoke about, his availability. So, again, Stani, people calling me a black hat. Am I jinxing something? I'm just being overly confident in what I think Kyle can do with quarterbacks. But the bottom line, man, is we may be into what I just talked about. And you said, Goo, you might not be able to avoid it. The Niners, that is. If this thing is going to hamper the performance of my starting quarterback, which is Brock Purdy, and it did the last time we saw him on the field, do you owe it to the rest of the gang and the team to kind of let him try to get healthy and ride Brock, even if that consists of a loss?
I mean, I think this is like a decision that, yeah, Shanahan's going to have to make with all that in mind.
And I got something for you. I mean, we're up against it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If Brock Purdy's healthy and he goes back to Brock Purdy, it's hard for me to believe the team's going to be, what are you doing? we got to go with Mac Jones. I don't know. I think they obviously like them both. But, yes, Kyle Shanahan's got a way kind of maybe how the team's feeling one way or the other.
You know, I'm ready to say this, and I kind of told Willard and Dibbs this, Donnie, but and I said in the crossover, I'm just telling you, man, sometimes in life it's about location, it's about luck, and Mac Jones quarterbacked the team in his first year to the playoffs. He did that. And the bottom line is he was a laughing stock. You know, it looked bad in Carolina last year for him. And now, Steiny, you talk about if you're asking me who the better quarterback is, I think there's a conversation now because they're both on the same level with what they have at their disposal. And that's Kyle Shanahan. So I do wonder sometimes how big is the gap between Brock Purdy and a healthy Brock and a healthy Mac Jones.
Well, let's say it's not much different, but Purdy's healthy.
Then you got to go with Purdy. You paid him. That's your guy. But I'm just telling you, Mac is done. Like, it sounded like Spadoni during the crossover didn't like me saying that it factor, like college didn't count. Mac was throwing to dudes. Mac was playing big time in front of 100,000 people. Mac's been there. You know what I'm saying? So I know it's the NFL, but damn, Bama, during that time he was there, was as close to the league as possible. I'm just saying he is in heaven with Kyle right now.
Yeah, I mean, and this is where, like, Evan brought this up the other day, and I kind of feel like it could happen. Like,
give it to him.
A backup quarterback is
everybody's
in,
best friend.
Is brought in to help you survive when the starting quarterback gets hurt. We are one mediocre Mac Jones performance from none of this mattering anymore.
Because he had one against Arizona, okay. But they got lucky and won.
Okay. Well, if Brock Purdy would have been healthy after the Arizona game, well, he was, I guess, because he played.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying that we're one mediocre game away from there being no quarterback issue at all.
All right.
And us going to Brock Purdy. And then they go, well, how'd Mac Jones do? Well, Brock missed four games, but the Niners went 3-1. He did a great job. Then we went back to Brock and we made the playoffs. That's very possible. Don't you think?
Yeah. And in a perfect world, when you talk, I'm thinking of the great John Madden. Boom, if you got two or three of one thing, you don't have one. But in this instance, the fact that both are hampered or hurt or what we deem hurt, Steiny, I got to believe this could be a coach's dream that you have two quarterbacks that can get you wins that have shown you that early on. But the fact that they're both hampered or dealing with something, does that make it not a good thing?
No, I think they're damn lucky right now. Not lucky, or they plan perfectly that they have two good quarterbacks right now. 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Don't forget, Mike Dunleavy, general manager of the Golden State Warriors, is going to join us at 12:30. That segment was brought to you by Moderna.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.